Death Camp Daisy is what the whole town used to call her. And there was I as a boy, wondering why she talked so deep and had stubble sticking out like an old witch. And the only thing Daisy reminds me of is Daisy, Daisy, on a bicycle made for two from the Great War. But when I was still a youngster, I heard about those doctors the Nazis had, all dressed up in their doctor's clothes, the same characters who came out afterwards all fat and squeaky clean and doing all right for themselves, with medals from the German king and the Pope and whatever else. And, of course, they had to get all sorts of awards given to them. And before you knew it, these gangsters had streets named after them and everything. And here's our old Daisy having to scrape the pennies together all her days and never a quarter penny left over from her pension. And she was forever suffering, believe me. And it's not as if any man was ever going to look at her or anything. And we boys, we all just thought she was a real ugly duckling. What do you expect? Of course, back then, we never knew all that shit about the hormone injections and such like. All the things they stuck into Daisy when she was still little. I don't know. I suppose, with a bit of luck, she could have turned out, I don't know, different. Of course, now, when I think of that Daisy, Daisy that I used to think, I really hang my head. The way we didn't treat her fairly. Because you look at those Nazis helping each other everywhere you look. Their children and their children's children, all still doing all right for themselves and running the show. Of course, they've long since sold off that stuff from Hitler and the other medals Grandad got after the war as well. And what does he get for it? The occasional tulip on his grave? And Daisy's grave was wound up 10 years ago. And all it's got growing in it are dandelions, whose clocks blow right over those Nazi graves with their Carrara marble. God, she'd have a laugh. And I'd split my sides too, I'm telling you I would.